This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. Trying to keep up with medical terminology and acronyms during a doctor's visit can be tricky for anyone. Imagine if you and your doctor didn't speak the same language. As part of KERA's Breakthroughs Project, I looked at a new study of language barriers between patients and doctors and the interpreters working to bridge the communication gap. Language mix-ups in the hospital can be disastrous. In one high-profile case, decades ago in Florida, a teenager named Willie Ramirez was taken to a hospital in a coma. In describing what they thought happened, family members used the word intoxicado, which usually means intoxicated in English. They meant something entirely different. Ramirez was not on drugs. Turns out he had a brain aneurysm. The miscommunication led to a misdiagnosis and ultimately left him quadriplegic.
All right, I'm just calling you to let you know I have an interpreter available. I will send it to you.
Tucked into a room in the back of Dallas's Parkland Hospital, dozens of medical interpreters like Cruz Ramirez are hard at work making sure language isn't a barrier to medical care. They're explaining diagnoses, giving instructions for surgery, comforting friends and family. It's something they do hundreds of thousands of times each year. Meredith Stiegel is Director of Language Services.
We are the largest program in the country, and this is basically our brain center.
Standing among the cubicles in the Language Center, Stiegel says nurses and doctors request interpretations hundreds of times a day, 24/7. She says in-person interpretations are provided within 15 minutes of the request, and video and phone interpretations are also available.
We've created an environment for our nurses, physicians, dietitians, social workers, etc., that they know that they are expected to use a medical interpreter, but not just that they are expected to, that it's the right thing and it's the law.
Healthcare providers that receive federal funding, like Medicare and Medicaid, are required to offer language services free of charge. And about 40% of Parkland's patients speak a language other than English. The vast majority speak Spanish. After that,
the top five, Vietnamese, Amharic, Arabic, Nepali, and French. But again, the breadth is insane. And so the challenge is always providing the same quality of care to the person with the rare language as I'm doing with an English speaker or Spanish speaker.
Stiegel says medical interpreters aren't just people who happen to speak two languages. They've gone through intensive cultural and medical training throughout the hospital system.
So this is not like, hi, how are you doing? This is being able to trust that person to explain you have gallbladder cancer.
In an ideal world, Stiegel says, the nurses, the physicians, they would speak the same language as the patients. But most physicians are not multilingual. And even if they are, the second language they speak is often different from that of the patient they're treating. A national study of multilingual physicians was just released by Doximity. It's a social network for healthcare providers. Joel Davis is Vice President of Strategic Analytics.
We certainly found an impressive diversity in the number of languages spoken by doctors across the country, but we also found a language gap between the different languages spoken by physicians and the patients and the populations that they serve.
In Dallas, Spanish and Hindi are the most common second languages spoken by physicians, which matches well with the top languages of patients, Davis says. But there are significant language disparities.
Within the Dallas area, Sub-Saharan and Swahili are the languages where there's the greatest gap between what physicians speak and patients. So there are larger patient populations who speak Swahili and Sub-Saharan African languages compared to doctors who speak those languages.
Doctors who speak Vietnamese are also underrepresented. At Parkland, Meredith Stiegel says they turn to a network of vendors who provide remote interpreters for some rarer languages, like Kinyarwandan, the official language of Rwanda, or Rohingya, a language spoken in Myanmar.
A few months ago, we had a patient who spoke Quiche, which is a fairly rare language from South America. And I called close to 20 vendors trying to find it. And finally, I found one in Chicago who was a qualified medical interpreter for Quiche.
How long might that take?
If it's a rare language, it'll take me about 30 minutes to 2 hours to find a person. All of us that are in this service are kind of in it together. Yeah. You know, people get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to help me find what I need. We all know it's rare. And we all know that if a woman is in labor, you have to have an interpreter for her. You cannot have someone in a situation where there is no one that speaks her language.
In the U.S., there are about 7,000 nationally certified medical interpreters and translators. There are about 25 million people who are limited English proficient, according to census data. Stiegel says long-term, medical schools will have to recruit more students who speak multiple languages. She's also encouraging medical interpreters at Parkland to become physician assistants. So far, a dozen are pursuing nursing school. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.